What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Heel Yinzer Wrestling Podcast. Hope everybody's having a great weekend and enjoying their Sunday. Now everybody got to get back to work Monday. I hope everybody's having a better day than the Pittsburgh Steelers are, because they basically got robbed yesterday. I'm going to vent for a little bit because I need to vent at something about the trade that Steelers did yesterday for Antonio Brown. I get it. Both sides did not want to be a part of each other anymore's lives. They wanted a divorce. But it looks like Antonio Brown got everything he wanted in divorce, and the Steelers did not get everything that they want in the divorce. I get it that you had to make the trade to make it happen again. But Antonio Brown sabotaged the trade for the Steelers in the first place. He basically said, I'm not going to Buffalo. Rumor was the Buffalo trade, I guess on Friday, Ian Rapoport, I think that's his name. I mean, he's not trustworthy at all. I mean, Ben's even calling him a liar. But anyway, he said there was a trade supposed to be going to Buffalo for Antonio Brown. And the rumor was a trade. It was a second-round pick and a first for next year, which sounds beautiful right now. I'd definitely take that trade over what the shit they got from the Oakland Raiders. That fell through because Drew Rosenhaus, Antonio Brown's agent, rumor was that Buffalo called him and said, yeah, Antonio Brown sit out. He ain't going to play there. He don't want to go there. So they're like, all right. And the Steelers were pushed against the wall because all these other teams started backing out because they heard this nonsense. And Oakland just said, we'll give you a third and a fifth. And Pittsburgh just took it. Basically just took it. All them first picks that Oakland has, all them second round picks. I mean, I get it. There might be some value with that third round pick that Oakland has, because it's based like a high end second round pick. But a fifth, I would have said a third and a fourth maybe. Maybe a third and a second next year maybe. But it just doesn't make any sense to me. You're giving up a receiver. Everybody's saying, well, he's quit this number, age number. If that's the case, LeBron James' career should be already winding down. And he's the best player in basketball. And I hate to say that. He's one of the best players in basketball. He's, what, 34? He's 31. It's going to tear. His number's going to come. He might. But we don't know that. The past 6 years, this man's put up 100 catches, 1,000 yards, and 10 touchdowns. No receiver has done that. Not Julio Jones. DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green. That's insane. And you think about that, and what they got, Oakland won that trade hands down. It's just crazy to me. It's just crazy to me that that trade happened for that. I would have just sat on Antonio Brown. I'm not sat on him, but I would have basically stood ground. I would have stood ground and would have been like, listen, you're not going anywhere. So if you want to play for us this year, that's fine. If not, you can sit out like your buddy did last year. For 3 years. So, and definitely your value is going to go down then. But the Steelers were backed in the corner. Davis wanted to get rid of them. Terrible thing. I said this on Facebook. I don't want to hear any Yunzer, anybody, talk bad about the Pirates and their trades ever again. Because that was one of the worst trades I've ever seen in Pittsburgh sports history. That is the worst trade I've ever seen. But that's just my opinion. This is not a football podcast. This is a wrestling podcast. And we're going to be here to talk about Fastlane. Fastlane is today, Sunday night. From Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland might actually win a division this year. That's kind of funny. Anyway, I'm sidetracking again. Sorry. Again, no build to this pay-per-view. This is supposed to be the big pay-per-view before WrestleMania, and there's really no build to it. There is no build whatsoever to this pay-per-view whatsoever. Had to grab a drink. But let's get into it. We got about 8 or 9 matches on here. I think including 8 matches, including a kickoff match, which is thrown together out of nowhere, just like you throw a sandwich together when you're really hungry. I'm maybe talking about food a little bit today because I'm like kind of hungry right now. But no, anyway. So we have the New Day, Xavier Woods and Big E taking on Rusev and Nakamura. Talk about, we're going to throw you two together. We're going to throw you in a match on the kickoff show. New Day's winning this match. Nakamura and Rusev are just counting down their days till they get to leave the WWE. That's all this is. We're just going to put you on TV so you can get you down some paydays, and then we'll go from there. So now on the main card, it looks like on the main card, there's 8 matches. It will be the first match, which I would start. This match would be the first match. Andrade, it's not Andrade Cien Almas no more, it's just Andrade taking on Rey Mysterio. I feel like they're beating this match to the ground. Like that one move they do, that Canadian Destroyer Piledriver. They're beating that move to the ground. Every match they're in, they have to do that move. It's just like, we get it. They're good in the ring. Let them do more stuff. And hopefully, they get to do more stuff today. And I mean, I'd rather have them cool this time off and then let them wrestle at WrestleMania in a match. But there might be something else. Because we do have a new United States champion, Samoa Joe, which... It was kind of weird when you saw this happen on, I thought was going to happen, this would probably been a match for the United States title. The way the week before, they had Andrade and Rey Mysterio. I thought they were going to do it again, and then Andrade or Rey Mysterio picks that belt up and they might a little hot potato if during WrestleMania season. No, threw a little wrench in their gears there and gave Samoa Joe the United States title. I mean, granted, we all knew that R-Truth was just going to be a placeholder. We knew that he was not going to keep the title very long. But just the way they went about it and everything, just kind of weird to me. It's kind of weird how they went there. I'm excited. I'm glad Jim Samoa Joe finally won a title. That's great for that. So it's good that he's actually won a championship now. But for the match, I feel like Rey Mysterio is going to win this one. I think they'll put Rey over in this match. Be a tough one. I wouldn't be mad if Andrade won, but I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio winning this match. Next, we have for the Raw Tag Team Champions, we have WWE loves throwing tag teams together, single competitors that don't have nothing to do. We're going to put you in a tag team. There's going to be 2 tag teams in this match. Rude and Gable and Ricochet and Aleister Black taking on the Revival. I could see them putting the belts on Aleister Black and Ricochet and having them become Raw Tag Team Champions. Whatever happens, Rude and Gable are eating these pins. That's the only reason why they're in this match. I can see maybe Ricochet and Aleister Black getting these titles at WrestleMania. Maybe have a one-on-one match with the Revival at WrestleMania. Revival wins this one, take Rude and Gable out of the thing. Ricochet and them can then say, hey, you guys didn't beat us. And then they can start their feud going into WrestleMania. And that's where Ricochet and Aleister Black can become tag team champions for a little bit. Give them something to do there. So I'm going to go with the Revival, win this match. Because I don't think they're going to take the belts off the Revival anytime soon. And beating Rude and Gable. Next, we have for the SmackDown Women's Championship, we have Asuka defending her title against Mandy Rhodes. Mandy Rhodes defeated Asuka 2 weeks ago on SmackDown Live, prompting this match. In a house show, Mandy actually dropped Asuka on her head doing her Falling Angel move that her and Ciampa share. I think she should watch Ciampa and learn a little bit more about the move before she hurts anybody else. I mean, you could have said it could have been Asuka's fault, too, because she might not talk the right way. But anyway, it was very scary. But I guess Asuka's been cleared. Nobody said anything about it or anything like that. Nothing. Asuka's in danger of not wrestling tonight. So, Asuka retains. Asuka's going on to WrestleMania champion. I don't think they're going to put this belt on Mandy Rhodes. No, I mean, because then there's nowhere to go with it after you put on Mandy. I mean, with Asuka, you can still dance down around after WrestleMania. You can have maybe Charlotte, her, go at it for the title. You can then have, I guess they really are trying to push Lacey Evans into this thing. She might be wrestling Asuka at WrestleMania. There's been talks they might do a ladders match at WrestleMania for the SmackDown Women's title. You have to do something with the SmackDown Women's title to not make it feel like the one unwanted child or the unwanted friend. You know what I mean? So you have to make it big because the Raw Women's Championship match is going to be big. We're going to get that here in a little bit. That match is going to be big at WrestleMania. So you want to have this match not be as big. It's not going to be as big as that match, but it needs to be on that. It needs to be a little bit like it's an important match because it's on WrestleMania. So, excuse me. Grab another drink there. But yeah, you want to make sure that it's on that level, on that par of like the other matches on there. You just don't want to throw Lacey Evans versus Asuka. Everybody's like, oh, okay, this could have been a kickoff match. But we'll see where it goes. But I got Asuka retaining the SmackDown Women's Championship. Next we have for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, we have the Usos defending the titles against Shane McMahon and The Miz in The Miz's hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. He's probably going to get a bigger ovation tonight. Nice, good little nice pop there. This one was tough. The other ones were not so tough, but this one's tough because I don't think they're going to turn the Miz heel tonight in Cleveland on Shane. And that's the obvious way to run everybody think it's going to happen. I mean, you could see it happen where The Miz, Shane loses and Miz erupts and beats Shane. Miz's dad's going to have a big part in this match tonight also. I think Miz's dad might help them win the tag team titles. So that's what I'm going to go with. I think Miz's dad, Mr. Manzanin, is going to help Shane and Miz win the tag team titles off the Usos, setting up another match with them at WrestleMania. Wouldn't it be funny if they do lose and it's not Shane versus Miz, it's Miz versus his dad? I don't think that would ever happen, but that'd be kind of funny. But yeah, I'm going to go with Miz's dad's going to help them win the tag team titles tonight in Cleveland and get a big ovation tonight. Now you want to know, the Usos' contracts are up. There's rumors. Rikishi's already said he doesn't want him to going back. There's been talks that some places said Rikishi doesn't want them, wants him to spoil their options. A lot of people want him to go out. I wouldn't mind seeing what the Usos would do on the indies. I mean, there's so many good tag teams out there for the Usos to go against. I feel like they've done everything in the WWE. They have done everything. And again, it's just the whole thing with there's so much talent in the WWE. It's loaded. It's like the farm system in baseball, always say. You gotta recycle some stuff out. Maybe it's time for Usos to go on. And then you can have them wrestle the Briscoes, the Young Bucks, the Lucha Brothers, LAX. Man, it's just on and on. Man, there's so many tag teams out there right now for them to verse on the indie scene that I wouldn't mind seeing them go. Wouldn't be bad for them. But yeah, Shane McMahon and The Miz becoming two-time tag team champions. Next, we have for the women's tag team champions, we have the first ever tag team champions Again, just forgetting about the Bomb Angels. Just jumping Bomb Angels. Did not happen. It happened on Earth 25. This is Earth 1. That did not happen on Earth 1. Bayley and Sasha defending the titles against Nia Jax and Naomi. Nia Jax and Tamina. Bayley and Sasha are winning this match. It's going to be a boring match. It's not going to be that much exciting match at all. Just to give Nia Jax spot on the pay-per-view card. They're probably going to pin Tamina. Go on to WrestleMania. It's going to be very interesting what they're going to do with Bayley and Sasha at WrestleMania, though. There's been rumors that they might verse the Bellas. There's rumors they might verse Trish and Lita. A lot of stuff going on there. My mind, I really think they need a big draw. No, the other tag teams are going to be a big draw. We're going to be in New York City. It's going to be the Bellas taking on Bayley and Sasha. They're going to probably set that up tomorrow on Raw. Would not be surprised. Set that up right now. So, yeah. So, Bayley and Sasha are going to win that match and retain their titles. Next. The next three matches, I don't know what's going to headline. In my mind, the WWE Championship should headline, but the two other things are way bigger than the WWE Championship right now. For the WWE Championship, you have the new Daniel Bryant taking on Kevin Owens. It was originally supposed to be Kofi Kingston, but Vince a couple weeks ago came on and stated that, Kofi Kingston, you're not a box office draw. I appreciate everything you do, but I need a big box office. And he said, I'm replacing you with Kevin Owens. Blew everybody's mind away because this man, almost two years ago, headbutted you and left you bloody in the middle of the ring. But now you're awarding him with a title shot. Again, that didn't happen on Earth 1. It happened on Earth 15. WWE Earth 15. It did not happen on this Earth. This is a different Vince McMahon, different Kevin Owens. By the looks of it, it does look like a different Kevin Owens. Cleaned up his tattoo, made a little sleeve now. But, yeah. Should be pretty good. Should be a pretty good match. The go-home show, Kevin Owens took on Rowan. Kevin Owens also pulled out a stunner 2 weeks ago and beat Daniel Bryan with it. So, a lot of options here. Mustafa Ali came out to save for Kevin Owens. He couldn't get involved tonight. Kofi Kingston can get involved tonight. I think there'd be a lot of cluster going on. And this could set up a Fatal 4-Way match at WrestleMania. Where I was sitting there thinking, I was like, okay. Mustafa Ali was supposed to be getting this rub right now. He was supposed to be the one getting this rub. He was supposed to get this rub from the elimination, from the gauntlet match, from the chamber. He was once, but this was supposed to be his, basically, his spotlight. He was supposed to be the one that got screwed over. He was supposed to be, but Kofi Mania just took over. It just took over, started running wild. it's kind of fun using Kofi Mania. But anyway, took over, and you're like, yo, you got, it's like you got, like, I always go to an analogy of baseball. I'm always going to do that. You got a hot player in the field right now. You're not going to take him out right now. You can't take Kofi Kingston out of the lineup right now. He's white hot right now, so you can't take him out of the lineup. So, my mind, what I would do, I would have a Fatal 4-Way match for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan. And I'll do elimination style. I would have Daniel Bryan take on Kevin Owens, take on Mustafa Ali, take on Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. This way, if you do not want Daniel Bryan to be pinned, Kofi can pin Kevin Owens. And it can be just basically karma right there. You took Kofi's spot, I'm going to beat you and become the WWE Champion at WrestleMania. Which, I think that match would be killer. I think that match would be one of the best matches on WrestleMania card. If they go ahead and do a Fatal 4-Way elimination style. One of them eliminate Daniel Bryan early. Or if they can just do regular style so Daniel Bryan doesn't have to eat a pin at all. So I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan retaining. There's going to be a lot of confusion going on in this match probably. With Kevin Owens and probably Kobe Kingston. Mustafa Ali's probably going to be getting involved. Rowan's probably going to be involved. And, hey, Luke Harper appeared yesterday. He actually wrestled House Show. Wrestled Mojo Rawley. So, I guess they're going back to their old look, old gimmick. Hey, whenever Bray Wyatt decides to show up, somebody please let me know. I don't know where this man is. I don't know where JoJo's been. It's like, again, they probably sent him off again to Earth 25, probably. Oh, boy. The next match. Six-man tag team match. The new monster team of Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre. Poor Drew McIntyre. Poor Drew McIntyre. And Baron Corbin taking on The Shield. Yeah, you heard me right. The Shield. We all know the story. Roman Reigns back in October announced he had found out he has leukemia for the second time. Got it treated. A couple weeks ago, he came out, said he's in remission. He's been cleared for all WWE activities and in-ring competition. Dean Ambrose does what he wants now. He basically is a babyface again after turning heel on the night that Roman Reigns announced he had leukemia. He shocked everybody a couple weeks ago when their stuff was cut in a promo. And stated that, told him to slay the beast. Everybody was like, what the heck? And he's been very entertaining also with saying that, like, stuff like, it was a couple weeks ago when he wrestled Drew McIntyre. And he asked Steph, like, where were you, man? Where were you out there? He's like, what are you talking about? So, and then the whole build of, then when Roman came back, they came out and had his back and left him in the ring. And then this past week on Raw, when everything was going crazy there, they came out again to help Seth Rollins. I mean, not Seth Rollins, come out and help Dean Ambrose. And then they said, let's make this official one more time. And let's do this one more time. Roman basically cut the promo saying, hey, life's too short. We don't know where we're going to be here. We're all trying to do our own different things. Let's do it one more ride. And then Dean Ambrose kept walking out of the ring, walking back in the ring. And finally, they all three fist bumped, and that made it official. They got merch out right now. Brand new merch. Yeah, the Shield's not lose this match. These next two are just, like, even the WWE Championship match. Daniel Bryan's walking into WrestleMania with that title. These next three matches are just, yeah, predictable. Shield's not losing this match. No. Roman Reigns' return. Stephanie's momentum going into WrestleMania. Dean's just there for the ride like he's been for the past 7-8 years. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shield's not losing this match. But, man, poor Drew McIntyre, man. Like, Drew McIntyre, man, he is stuck in this rut where he is just a mid-carder, but he can be so much more. It's disturbing. Hopefully, once Steph takes this Universal title from Brock Lesnar, we can then go with Steph and Drew McIntyre for the Universal title. Drew McIntyre takes it off him. Roman takes it off of fucking Drew McIntyre. Maybe have Steph go to Raw. I mean, SmackDown. Maybe Daniel Bryan keeps the title longer and he's the one to beat Daniel Bryan for a title. Then they're both champions on both shows. They're basically the two biggest stars they want in WWE. Why wouldn't they should be on two different brands, basically? If you're going to split the Shield up, it's the last ride for the Shield. One of them needs to go to SmackDown. I really fought that. When Vince came out, he's like, I'm putting somebody else. I'm replacing you. And I was like, oh, he's about to make Roman Reigns fight Daniel Bryan for this title. Ain't this a bitch? I was like, oh, no. No, don't do that too early. But no. Okay, so we're all safe there. But, yeah, the Shield's going to win easily. Shield bomb and boom. Like that. And then, where I think should be the main event tonight. Should be the main event tonight. Charlotte versus Becky Lynch. If Becky wins, she will be added to Ronda and Charlotte's match at WrestleMania for the Raw Women's title. If Charlotte wins, Becky's not in WrestleMania at all. Yeah, Becky's winning, so we don't need to talk more about it. Yeah, Becky's gonna win. But man, the build to this, it's been their A show. It's their A program right now. Of all programs. It's their A program. Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte. It is. That's why it's gonna be the main event of WrestleMania, because it's their main show. It ends shows on Raw. It ended a show on SmackDown. So why not be the main event here? And it will be the main event at WrestleMania. You brought Ronda in the main event show. She didn't bring Ronda in just to be here. She's brought in two main event shows. I know people are not fans of Ronda, especially now. The fact that when she, which did a work promo, that was nothing but a work she did on her blog, saying how WWE is the F word. Fake. And not giving a shit about WWE fans. She was right about LA fans. LA fans are the worst. They are the worst. They have two baseball teams. They have basically a bunch of football teams. I don't think they knew that Rams moved back until this year. And then they have two baseball teams they can bounce back and forth on. They give no fucks about Mike Trout, which is the best baseball player in baseball. But nobody talks about Mike Trout in Los Angeles. Everybody outside of Los Angeles knows who Mike Trout is. Mike Trout probably walks up and down LA and is like, oh. But no. Dodgers got booed out of their stadium, and you see what the Lakers are doing. The Clippers are the best team in LA. Bunch of transplants, basically, what Ronda said, from Ohio. But Ronda went on also to the vent on about the how the fans are just matter because she's breaking kayfabe and all this stuff. Guess she got mad because she got big mad because she said Rebecca Quinn talked about her husband. She said, don't talk to my husband, I'm gonna beat you up. I said, I'm gonna fuck you up. And basically that's what she did. She went to Raw this past Monday, came in because a couple weeks ago she dropped the title in front of Stephanie, and Stephanie, she's like, I want the verse Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. She called Vince out, and Stephanie comes out and says, I'm not doing that. And she says, you guys got to make a choice. She dropped the title. Charlotte, the next night on SmackDown, said, I'm coming to Smack Raw, and I'm coming to get my Raw championship. So they're about to present. She goes, they were going to do a match at Fastlane for the Raw Women's Championship. It was going to be Becky Lynch versus Charlotte for the Raw Women's Championship at Fastlane. Stephanie reinstated her, and she said, we're going to do a Raw Women's Championship match. So it's pretty cool that Becky and Charlotte are on both shows. Brand split to be damn. Oh, just end the brand split already, please. But Ronda comes out. Ronda says, give me my title back. And then got her title back from Stephanie. And then she made the announcement, it will be, I will one-up things. Becky, you are still reinstated. If you beat Charlotte at Fastlane, you will be added to the match at WrestleMania. If you lose, you're out of it. About to go off air. Ronda starts beating the crap out of Becky Lynch, beats her down. Charlotte didn't want no part of it. She did the, you want some too, old man? She's like, no, and walked away from that. 50-50 booking. I mean, well, if you go 50-50 booking, Becky got her ass beat on Monday. Charlotte got her ass beat on Tuesday, so. But yeah, Becky's going to win this match. She's going to be in this match. the few. I mean, again, it's what it is. Charlotte's getting shoehorned in here. We know it'd be a bigger deal if it was just one-on-one matches. Like back in the day at WrestleMania, they didn't have triple threats. You fell in line in your place. There was a lot of guys that didn't wrestle for titles, didn't wrestle in big matches. They had to make what they got, and they wrestled other people. Look at AJ Styles and Randy Orton, for instance. They're probably going to have a match at WrestleMania. Probably so early. The light, though, is still bright out in New York when they wrestle. Which I kind of like WrestleMania when they're real bright. I like when it's like still light out. I kind of like that vibe and stuff. That's why I like them on the West Coast. Because like the whole WrestleMania is like during the day. Like, so that's pretty cool. So, but, yeah, Becky's probably going to win here and go on and have a triple threat match with these ladies. And I know everybody's complaining about Ronda. We've been having a lot of fun with these memes. I actually did one with her saying how she sent Ric Flair 16 championships does not count. There's been other ones. There's some really great ones. I put a couple up on the Facebook page, the Hillians or Facebook page, so go check them out there. Cheap plug. but yeah, but I mean, people, I thought that was probably her best promo she's ever did at WWE. That was just relaxed, smooth, to the point. But you can tell they were force-feeding her shit when she first got here. This is the Ronda that everybody should have got. Her being this... I know people don't like her because, oh, she left MMA to go to WWE. Yeah, I mean, she's always been a wrestling fan, but she doesn't want to do that anymore. She didn't do well on it. But she can do very well in this. She's not been terrible. The promos have not been great. But I think now they're just going to let her go and do her. To be her natural self. Have her be her natural self. Let her do the promos you're doing. Everybody's like, oh, I wonder how Vince going to react. Vince probably told her to do that. Yeah, go ahead and do that. We need to get this hype. If we want this to be the main event, we need this to be overly hype. So... Yeah, so Ron is probably going to be the heel in this. Charlotte's just going to be the tweener, and Becky's going to be babyface. But tonight, in Fastlane, Becky earns her spot in this match. Well, guys, that is my Fastlane predictions. Let me know what you guys think on the Facebook page. Let me know here in the comments also what you guys think, who's going to win the matches tonight. Thank you guys always again for always listening. Gonna try to get more content up, guys. I'm actually going to be putting up content probably a lot this week. Probably starting Friday, of me reviewing a couple WrestleManias going up until week of WrestleMania weekend. The 10 worst and 10 best WrestleManias. So you'll be looking out for that, guys. I'm probably not gonna do reviews right now because of school and everything. Because my night schedule, I sometimes don't get home until 8:30, so I miss a lot of Raw. And then, like, I do a homework on Tuesdays, so school schedule is going to change a little bit, so I'll be able to do the Raw and SmackDown. Plus, I'm going to be moving to a different place, so I'm going to be trying to do Raw and SmackDown reviews right after they happen. So that'd be kind of exciting there also as well, too. So be on the lookout for those two as well, guys. We probably won't be that many reviews. I'm going to try to do a review tomorrow, though, of Fastlane. So look out for that tomorrow, and look out for the WrestleMania 10 best and 10 worst WrestleManias coming out here, guys. But guys, again, thank you guys for listening. Enjoy this podcast. Everybody enjoy their Sunday, and get ready for a week coming up here, guys. All right, guys, take it easy. Peace.